shouldn't be unusual that when God gets together with his children, he gives them good things. Think about coming into the presence of the Lord, coming into church. Sometimes coming into church is not coming into the presence of the Lord, it's coming into a religious gathering. We've been guilty of that here. We just go through the motions. It's time for another teaching. We're in so what this book and that chapter. But we want to touch God when we come together. So how many know this world drains us when we're out in the world? Man, this world drains us. Just to be a Christian, just to act Christian. Just to be a Christian is so tough sometimes. Because the world takes it. I mean, everything the world does. Have we ever lived in such a time where there's so much perversion and hate than now? Ever. Come on, somebody. It's one thing to have presence in our lives, his presence, a wonderful thing that he does for us. What we long for and desire, you and I, is the mighty manifest presence of his glory. When his glory is manifest, several things take place. And it used to bother me when I'd be in meetings back in the 90s and people would jump around and laugh and fall down and roll around and I'd say, man, that can't be God. Until I got hit with the Holy Ghost and fell down and wept and laughed and rolled around. And I'm not saying you have to do that, but the reaction, see, when the Holy Ghost comes, the Holy Spirit comes, heaven is rent, and the Holy Spirit comes, he reacts to our five senses. And there's going to be weeping and laughing and dancing and jumping and shaking. That's our flesh reacting to the presence of a holy God on us. If he ever manifests himself completely, we die. Our flesh is not able to contain the glory of God. But as he is, so are we in the world. See? It may seem like a bit much, and that's why we don't want it. Say, God, we don't want to have all that chaos. We don't want to have all that stuff happening. But let me tell you what. There's a time when everybody's quiet and acting really spiritual when all kinds of terrible things are happening in their heart and in their minds. So manifestations, people say, well, that didn't look like the Lord to me. So what? Why would we just, if somebody wants to shake or jump or laugh and it's just them, let it just be them. Come on, somebody. God cured me. I was in a meeting with a guy that's now dead, powerful man of God that was preaching at the time. He started praying for the people and this woman started to spin around with her eyes closed. She spun the whole way down the aisle and there were people laying everywhere and she fell right where there was nobody at, never touched one person. Her eyes tightly shut. I said, that had to be God. She wasn't peeking either. I was watching her. God is so unlike anything we experience on this earth. His manifest presence touches our five senses and there's a reaction. In the Word, we find different reactions to the glory of God. Moses fell before the burning bush in his presence. Jacob had his whole perspective changed as God appeared to him. John fell as if a dead man before the Lord when he saw the risen Lord. The manifest presence or Shekinah glory of the Lord changes everything. When his glory comes, it changes everything. It's not a it's not just a reverential feeling. It's not just a time of worship and meditation. It's a time for the Holy Creator to touch his creation. In Isaiah chapter 64, verse 1, says, oh, that you would rend the heavens. Isaiah's cry was that you would come down, that the mountains might shake before your presence. The cry of that generation was for God to reveal himself. And we find ourselves in that same place in our generation. God, will you just, for Pete's sakes, will you just reveal yourself? How many have ever heard heard yourself crying that cry. God, just reveal yourself in this situation. Reveal yourself in my body. Reveal yourself in my relationship. God, just come and straighten things out if you would just come. And when He does, everything changes. Today, the church finds every excuse to mask their lack of intimacy with the Lord with rituals and repetitive actions. We've even gotten so far that just the only people that can move in the Spirit is those that have a title in front of their name. People sat in congregations for years, never using their gifts. How many know God wants us to use our gifts? Why would He give us a gift if He didn't want it to be used? Anybody ever re-gift in here? Did you ever get caught re-gifting? Somebody gives you something and you, oh, that's so nice. And you give it to somebody else and they're there when you give it to somebody else. I think I saw that before. But God gives us gifts to be used. Time for action is now. The glory of God changes things. It's about time that it changes things now. Look around us. Is there anything in existence that's not been tainted by sin? We need the glory of God. Education, entertainment, the arts, literature, even games have been inundated with the perversions and the stain of sin. Back in 1857, you won't read this in your history books. From 1857 to 1859, 2 years, America was in the midst of a great revival that started, of all places, in New York City. In prayer meetings. For 2 years, entire cities would close down at noon for prayer. In D.C., senators and congressmen, Supreme Court justices, even the President of the United States would gather for prayer. Here's a quote. A canopy of holy and awesome revival influence. In reality, the presence of the Holy Spirit seemed to hang like an invisible cloud over many parts of the U.S., and especially over the eastern seaboard. At times, this cloud of God's presence seemed to extend out to sea. Those on ships approaching the east coast felt a solemn, holy influence, even 100 miles away without even knowing what was happening in America. Ships would be saved by the time they docked. Whole crews would have given themselves to the Lord before they ever docked in New York City Harbor. Can you imagine? Micah chapter 1 and verse 3 says, "For behold, the Lord is coming out of His place. He will come down and tread on the high places of the earth. The mountains will melt under Him, and the valleys will split like wax before the fire, like waters poured down a steep place." Come on, someone. How many know that's going to happen in our generation? That kind of manifestation will trigger a harvest like the world has ever seen. We are on the cusp of seeing the greatest move of God in lost souls that we've ever seen. The Spirit of God is there to do it. I watched it with my own eyes when I saw that young lady come up to James. A full half an hour after he talked to her, the conviction of the Holy Spirit was upon her. The wine of heaven was flowing in her. She said, "I'm ready to give my heart to Jesus. Pray for me." And it's only because somebody took the time to share it with her. There are people looking for what they don't know. They're trying to find it in relationships. They're trying to find it in education. They're trying to find it in careers. They're trying to find it in just trouble. Our young people are just trying to find meaning. His glory will cover the earth. Amos chapter 9 and verse 13. We're living in this day right here, folks. "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes, him who sows seed. The mountains shall drip with sweet wine, and all the hills shall flow with it." There's no doubt that the heavens are opened. No doubt. What happens when the glory of God manifests on the earth through an open heaven? All kinds of things. Number one, God identifies Himself. It's almost like, will the real God stand up? Will the real Jesus stand up? How many know this is not a limp-wristed little guy that died on a cross that hopes he gets accepted in his personality problems? He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. What happens when God pours out His Spirit? He identifies Himself. When Jacob saw God, when he fell asleep on that ground, laying on a rock, he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven. There the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. Behold, the Lord stood above it, and He said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants. He identifies Himself. Secondly, He shows man His glory, His habitation. He shows His glory. Matthew chapter 3, when Jesus was baptized, the heavens were opened to Him, and He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon Him. Man, could our generation use a cracked heaven? Thirdly, He engages man. He engages man. At the stoning of Stephen, Stephen said, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. The testimony was to anyone that would hear, God is ready to pour out His Spirit. I see Jesus standing. And then in Habakkuk 2:14, listen to this. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. I said Wednesday night, how many know you can't drill a hole in water? What happens when you drill a hole in water? It fills with water. If you could drill a hole in water, it fills with water. The only way you could do that was ice. We're talking about the waters, the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. How does this happen? Not without the church. He engages His children in the fulfillment of Scriptures. The earth, all of the earth, notice there is no specific location. It says, for the earth will be filled. This is before the return of Christ, with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. It will be commonplace. People will say, yes, that's the glory of God. And for it to happen, the church has to change. We have to receive the power and the glory of God and retain Him and take Him. Come on, someone. John 17, Jesus praying said, and the glory which you gave me, I have given them. Did you know you received the glory of God? We've tried to package it. Pull it out on Sunday morning. Yeah, I have my Bible. I got my Bible, and I'm going to church. We get this look. Our look is different, you know. Glory to God. You know. We're all holy and stuff. Come into church, we're proper. We even put our deodorant on. Set in our place and hear the right words, and God knows it's going to be over. People are already looking at their watches. We've been in here a while. But that's not what God wants. God wants us to carry His glory everywhere we go. And when we come together, it's just an enhancement of what He's already been doing. The whole earth will, it'll be commonplace knowledge. It'll be a household word. Yeah, the glory of God. Yeah, I know the glory of God. The glory of God changed that whole city, that whole area. Every time you go in there, you can sense the presence of God. When you drive into that town, the presence of God is there. Don't go there unless you want to be saved. God made this promise, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And it's beginning right here, right now, this morning. He shares His glory with us. Jesus said, I give you my glory, and the glory which you gave me, I have, past tense, given them. If you're a saved, born-again believer, God is sharing His glory with you this morning. John chapter 1 and verse 16, and of His fullness we have all, say all, we have all received, and grace for grace. All His fullness is ours. Not because of anything we did. Not because of the way we look or how much money we make or where we live or what church we're a part of. If we are God's children, we have received the fullness of His grace, the fullness of His glory. Watch what 2 Corinthians 3:18 says in closing. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in the mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. What's God doing? He's always changing us to look more like Him, from glory to glory. Gone are the days when we're going from wound to wound, or from sin to sin. It's from glory to glory. Sin to us is more of a surprise than it is an expectation. Sin is not mentioned in our lives. We're holy, we're righteous, we're set apart. His glory fills us. The enemy comes against us, he has to flee seven ways. He comes one way, he flees seven ways. Why? Because we're filled with His glory. These things we read about in the Word aren't fictitious stories, man. They're the power of God. And it should, I almost feel like sometimes it's an accident that I fall into the presence of the Lord. But I've found as of late, the presence of God goes everywhere I go. I've even tried it a few times. I was in Kroger yesterday and struck up a conversation with somebody, and man, they could feel the presence of the Lord. It happens. We just let it happen. Share just a couple more verses, then I want to pray for you. I want James to come up and share just a minute, and then we're going to lay hands on you. Please don't leave without having hands laid on you for impartation. God wants to impart something into you this morning. 2 Chronicles 7:1. I know the hour's a little bit late, but that's okay. Say, that's okay. When Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. Lay your hand right here. Say, I am the temple of God. God wants to fill me with His glory. It's what God does. He fills temples. I'm the temple. He's not going to fill a building. Thank God He filled a building then. Because God did not dwell in each one then. Paul says, know you not that you are the temple of the living God? Isaiah 6:1, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne high and lifted up, and the train of His robe filled the temple. Ezekiel 43:5, and the Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the temple. Ezekiel 44, and He brought me by way of the north gate to the front of the temple. So I looked, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord, and I fell on my face. Oh God, do it. Oh God, fill us. Fill us as vessels of the Lord. Vessels of the Lord filled with You. James, come and share.